All right, Eagles fans, I am back here at the NovaCare Complex. I'm Alex Smith. Very pleased to be joined today by Eagles defensive end Brandon Graham. Brandon, how you doing today?
Oh, man, I'm doing good. Just out here enjoying the weather and, man, getting better at the same time.
Two preseason games already in the books. Lots been made about this new defensive scheme. How do you feel about it after two games?
I feel real good. I feel like, you know, as long as we're getting better each game, you know, that's all that mattered to me. And, man, it was nice to get a shutout in that game. So, I mean, we had a bunch of mistakes that we made out there, but at the same time we all went out there with great energy and great attention to detail, and man, we got the job done. We got the win.
It's funny that you mentioned that shutout. It's only a preseason game, but were you guys fired up to get that? Was that something you really wanted to finish that game off strong with?
Yeah, it's very hard to get a shutout in anything these days, especially in this league, because, you know, you got everybody always get across the 50 somehow, and, you know, you got field goal kickers that can kick 50 plus, you know, yard field goals, and I'm just happy we never got them. We made the right plays and we made the turnovers to get it done, because they did get in there a couple of times.
What have you seen from yourself on film through the first two games?
I just see, you know, a lot of mistakes. I'm working on my mistakes that I'm making. I'm trying to get better with my weaknesses this year. I know I've been playing good against the run, but that's really because I've been paying attention to my technique and trying to work on it each and every day. Something that you know, kind of struggle with a little bit, you know, just what I seen last year and mm-hmm. like years before. I just really try to work on my technique and stuff like that this offseason.
People have made a lot about you switching back from outside linebacker to defensive end. Does it make a whole lot of a difference to you?
Well, not a difference going from the outside linebacker to defensive end, because I started as a defensive end. Mm-hmm. And for me, that was just right back to my comfort zone. I just really just needed to know what the plays were called and what's the terminology that we were going to use, and once I learned that, everything else was kind of history.
This defensive line is really shaping up into something that looks like it could be a real strong suit for this team, with yourself, with Benny, with Fletcher, all those guys, Vinny and Connor. How competitive is that group? I mean, do you guys have like a rivalry going? What's it like inside that group of that defensive line?
Each and every day we try to have one of us at least give the energy. And today, you know, we was all talking about today we're going to run to the ball. We're going to make sure we do it, you know, every day. And that's something that we preach every day. Some days we don't have to talk about it. Like yesterday, we didn't have to really say much. People were just running. Today it was kind of hard getting up today, and I kind of seen it in people's face. So I'm like, hey, I'm going to meet you at the ball today. And that kind of got people going. And I think with us, we're just very competitive to get each other better, and because we know at the end of the day, it's going to take all of us to get the win, and it's not just an individual game, so we all got to bring everybody along.
Is that something that comes natural for you, being that guy who's going to get people up? You know, you mentioned they could be feeling down a little bit today. Have you always been that kind of player?
Well, I'm an outgoing guy, but at the same time, I like to lead by example as far as going out there and working, but I see that I had to be more of a vocal leader and, you know, just start telling people what we trying to get out of the day. And a lot of guys, you know, look up to me and see how hard I work. So now I'm trying to work on just, you know, talking about it a little bit so that I can get people going and, you know, just bring them along with me, because we all need, like I said, we need everybody. We need everybody to win. And man, when it gets tough, I'm going to need everybody to be focused at the same time so we can get the job done.
Talking about Jim Schwartz's new scheme here, we hear a lot about how it's an attack style. The, you know, players are playing downhill. What does that mean for you? What's the mindset playing in this defense?
Just attack and react. You know, go out there and not being scared of just going out there and flying around. And, you know, we know we're going to make mistakes, but that's what you do when you're flying around. When you're flying around in that speed, man, you make – people have to make quicker decisions when you're flying around like mm-hmm. that. So I really like this defense, because I'm an attack guy, and I know I can trust my ability, and I know I can react to whatever's out there and get to the ball. I mean, that's pretty much just ball. Just get to the ball.
All right, Brandon, my final question for you. You have that third preseason game coming up on Saturday night against Indianapolis. Starters should play a big chunk of that game. What do you want to prove out there individually and as a group on Saturday night?
Well, individually, I just want to get a sack. You know, I want to be able to start it off, you know, get one, get the feeling of, you know, what it's going to feel like during the season. And, you know, as a group, I want us all to go out there and fly around and get after the quarterback a little bit and disrupt anything they try to do. Just so that we can have fun doing it, and then go say what's up to T-Cole after the game.
Eagles defensive end Brandon Graham, thank you very much. And thank you all for joining us right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.